Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. Christy Earnshaw, the Abundance Whisperer, is my guest for today's show. Christy has had the gift of intuitively reading the energy of people's personal items inside their home since she was 6 years old. Clutter is one of the biggest drainers of energy in any environment. Christy specializes in helping her clients remove clutter and transform the space in their home and office. Christy says there is always a major transformation in a room after removing the clutter and then organizing the remaining contents. She teaches her clients to develop new, empowering habits during the process of working with them. She is a firm believer in removing things that don't carry love energy. Christy has had her business for 10 years and has worked in over 500 homes, both locally and internationally, over Skype. Today, Christy will explain how clearing clutter from your home and office can help attract more abundance into your life. To connect with Christy Earnshaw online, please visit her website, TheAbundanceWhisperer.com. Welcome, Christy.
Hi, Margo. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you on my radio show. I've enjoyed knowing you on Facebook through the Hay House World Summit group is when I think I first met you. And
yes.
I just such a great group of people in that Hay House World Summit. You know, that's one of the nice things about the groups on Facebook is that you meet so many like-minded people.
Exactly. Yeah, you know how much I love that group.
Yeah. I just have always really enjoyed seeing your posts, and you've always been so friendly and so much fun, and I just was fascinated with the whole idea of an abundance whisperer. It just, you know, sounds wonderful. And tell our audience a little bit about how you got to be called the Abundance Whisperer and what that means.
Well, I know I never had a name for this particular gift. And a couple years ago, I got a message, an intuitive message, start talking about your gift. So I followed it, next opportunity. And I just was telling my meditation group, you know, what I do. And I was talking to another friend of mine about this conversation, and he basically said, you're an abundance whisperer. And I would never have come up with that name in a million years. So as soon as that name stuck, it was just on. I was just basically being guided, start working in homes immediately, jumping into houses, you know, just don't worry about rearranging your business and your services. Just let people know this is your main service. And start using your gift now. Make that your top priority.
Oh, wow. So how does an abundance whispering consultation work?
Well, when a client hires me, we either do it in person in Los Angeles or I do it via Skype. In the very beginning, I really want to set the tone of their top intentions. What is it they're looking to increase? Because abundance is not just about money. Some people, it's a relationship. Some, it's better health. Some, it's just better business. So we really set the intentions, and I give them like a metaphysical talk. You know, we talk about the difference between intuition and ego, because once they start releasing, their awareness is really going to expand, and they're going to be hearing their intuition much more clearly. So I want them to write down the notes in the very beginning, like, probably 20 to 30 minutes of a good metaphysical spiritual talk. And then they take me around. I have them go around clockwise in their home. So Say they're in Japan, we'll be on Skype and they'll be taking, you know, their iPad around. And I'll be looking in drawers and on, you know, on shelves. And basically I want to see all their personal items. And certain areas will just be, you know, we'll just be calling my name. I'll be intuitively being told, okay, this is an abundance area, which means the money is just basically stuck there. And so I just go around the whole home. And then at the end of the session, I do an assessment. I'm like, okay, you know, this these couple areas I feel are your abundance areas, which means it has the highest potential for abundance to come in when you release in these areas. It's kind of like, you know, energy has to move. You know, we're energy, our items are energy, and money is energy, and it all has to flow. And that's why people, as soon as they start clearing and releasing the low energy items out of the home, the items that no longer serves them, they're amazed how fast the abundance comes in. So the session is generally between an hour and a half and 2 hours.
Now, tell us a little bit more about this thing about low energy items. That sounds interesting. What does that mean, low energy items?
Well, we all have, people don't realize they have an emotional attachment to everything they physically own. So say when we're going through the home, they have items like books that they're very resistant to releasing.
Mm-hmm.
When we keep a hold of something, you know, like out of fear, obligation, that is lower energy because we're not keeping it out of love. Like, oh, I love this book. I read it over and over.
Mm-hmm.
I really get a lot out of it. But low energy is basically anything we don't love. So if we're going through the home and people are amazed how much they don't love in their house, you know, they buy it for practical reasons or it was on sale. But they don't realize that once it's in the house, once they own it, it's an extension
mm-hmm.
of their own energy. So that's why it's so important to have the love energy, things that they actually love in their home, because it's an energy directly.
So basically you're saying to keep what you love and things that you need to use, but get rid of everything else. Is that what you're saying?
Well, in the actual session, I tell people not to ask if they need it, because the ego part of us will always need it. You know, the ego part of us will give 10 reasons why we might need something in the future. So when I actually do a personal session with someone, I will give them the exact metaphysical questions. But on a general sense, you know, they should love it. They definitely should love it, but they don't want to keep it out of fear. So either love or fear is going to be in their area. Love and fear cannot abide in the same space. So when you really look at things like, oh, I'm keeping this because I might need it in 5 years, you're really putting out a message to the universe. You don't trust the universe or source to take care of you in 5 years. You see what a different energy that is?
I do. I really understand what you're saying. That really makes a lot of sense. And it makes me look around and think, oh, do I love this or not? You know, I mean, that's really, that makes it so simple. Do I love it or don't I? But I think I think that because we all get so emotionally attached to things, and also, like, sometimes we've either been given gifts of things or we've inherited things, or if maybe somebody has a family member pass away and they all of a sudden have a whole bunch of their stuff, then you would feel guilty about getting rid of it, right? And so how do you work with that?
I'll give you an example. I had a client here in L.A., and we were going through her kitchen when I was doing her
mm-hmm.
abundance whispering. And she did. She had these plates that were given to her by her mom, and they had a chicken design on them. And she had
mm-hmm.
a ton of them. I'm like, what's going on with these chicken plates? And she's like, well, my mom gave them to me. She passed away, and I feel obligated to keep them. And I said, do you love them? She's like, no, they're heinous. They're hideous. I'm like, so that's the first rule of thumb. But this is the deal. Even when we inherit something or we're given something as a gift, now it's part of our energy. So we have to take responsibility. So I just asked this client, do you have other items from your mom? You know, they're sentimental that you actually love. And
mm-hmm.
she's like, yeah, I have jewelry, I have some clothes. So I made the suggestion, why don't you keep your top sentimental items, you know, the clothes and the pieces of jewelry from your mom. Release the chicken plates, you know, you can donate these, and then you can bless someone else who collects chickens, you know, who will love these, you know, who will actually eat off them. So as I left the house after the abundance whispering, she's literally packing a car with the chicken place. And she's packing away. And she went through, I gave her the rest of her prosperity projects to do. That's a term I use for spiritual decluttering, asking the metaphysical questions I teach a client. So when she did her check-in, a week later, she's like, Christy, you're not going to believe this. But she actually attracted a free trip to Spain.
A free trip to Spain?
Yes. She got the guilt in it, Margo. She got the guilt energy out of her house, okay? Now, this is the deal. It's not like this abundance comes from nowhere. I believe abundance is already in the spirit. We're already created out of abundance. But we unintentionally block it from being able to manifest out into the universe. So that's why people are amazed that once they start releasing things that they were keeping out of fear, guilt, obligation, that abundance will rush in within like a couple hours, a week, a month. They're like, where did this come from? And I believe it was always there. It was just unintentionally blocked from coming in and being able, for them to enjoy it.
Well, do you think that maybe part of that too is that by unblocking it and by getting rid of that guilt, they feel more worthy to have the abundance come in too, or it's maybe something about shifting their beliefs.
Yeah, and that always should go hand in hand. When I have people, doing their prosperity project, I always suggest having some kind of spiritual practice like meditation, EFT, A Course in Miracles lessons. So it should complement it. But I don't, in this scenario, I don't believe she suddenly felt she was worthy. I felt as soon as that guilt energy was released from her consciousness, abundance was able to come in much faster.
So you're saying basically just feel anything that you have in your home or your office that makes you feel guilty can be blocking abundance then,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah, because guilt is low form energy. Guilt, obligation, fear, okay? So, just there's really no such a thing as neutral energy. We love it. We really like it. Or we're keeping it out of guilt, fear, or obligation. You see how it's like extremes. And so as soon as we release guilt, it blocks us. It's just, that's been proven. It just blocks us from receiving. Guilt is just, it's just, you want it out. You want it out of your consciousness. And people want to keep things out of guilt from, from a parent or from someone that gave it to them and it meant a lot. But guess what? It's now part of their energy. And if they really want to be responsible for their energy, they really got to look at releasing it.
Wow. That really sounds like it would work. And
well, Margo, it has worked many, many times over and over.
Well, I know. Yes. I mean, I see so many people commenting on your Facebook, and I highly recommend that people find you on Facebook. It's the Abundance Whisperer on Facebook, right? Your page.
Yes.
Yeah, because you post all kinds of inspiring messages, but also before and afters of clients. Things that they've released, and you occasionally have like a stack of books there, and you'll say, oh, are you ready to release some more books? Tell us a little bit about that, because books are definitely one of my things I really, really love, and it's a really hard thing for me to get rid of.
Well, exactly. And I love books because I know the power behind them. It is the written word, and that's why it is such powerful energy. So when we release books, I've seen probably the biggest impact with clients on a general level when they go through their books. And I've gotten ideas to, post like book releasing parties on the Abundance Whisperer page, just to get people in the mood. But yeah, well, so I'll give you an example of this one client. She was very decluttered. She was in here in Los Angeles, but she was blocked in her creativity energy. She was an author writing a book. She's two chapters in, but she cannot get the name of her book. And she's like, and she heard about me. She hired me to open up her creativity energy. So I went around her house, and, to the naked eye, it looks spotless. Like there's no clutter. But on a higher spiritual level, you can always take it up another notch. So when we got into her books in her office, I asked her about her books, and she only had probably 20 or 30. But she told me, well, in my practice, I have clients come over, and if I have the perfect book for them, I'll give it to them at the end of the session. Well, that sounds nice, but on another level, you're hoarding it for other people. You're keeping books just in case you can give them away. But in reality, we should only keep the books that we love, we read over and over, and we like to use as reference. Otherwise, we enjoy the knowledge and we release. You know, you can sell books, you can donate. So basically, I told her, I'm like, your book area is one of your abundance areas, which means, you know, there's blocked energy here, your creativity energy. So I asked her to go through your books, ask the questions, just keep the ones you love that you're not keeping for your clients. You can write down the title, you know, for your client, but that way when they're ready for the knowledge, they will go out and get it, you know. So she's like, you're right. So I leave the house, and she just jumps in. She jumps into her abundance area. She goes through her books, and she packs it, takes it right away, you know, down the street to a charity. I get a text within 2 hours, Margo, and she's like, Christy, I have the name of my book.
Wow.
So wow, the deal is this. I know. So, you know, as a writer, that's already worth $1 million. I mean, if you can't write, you don't have the name of your book, you're just stuck. But to her, but what that really was is she didn't even know that her energy was blocked in her books. And she wasn't even someone, you know, some of my clients have hundreds of books. She had a low amount, but it was the reason she was keeping them. It was the emotional attachment of helping others and keeping it for other people just in case they might need it. But to, you know, the angels of abundance, they say, nope, you just keep the ones that are good for you, and the others will receive the books when they're ready. And as soon as she released that, she was able to receive the message of the perfect title for the book. She got the domain name and got right back to writing. She was so, so happy.
Oh, that's going to be great advice for all the people who want to be authors or are authors and are writing another book, because, you know, as people that want to write books, we love books. And so
it's really
have to understand why it's important to release the books that we don't love. And now I kind of understood it when I was watching it happen with you on Facebook, but now I really get it. I really understand what you're talking about.
Good.
Now, you also have started doing abundance whispering for your business. And how do you help business owners? What do you do for them?
Well, this is my new favorite business, just because when I started my business 10 years ago, I really had to guess through it. And I just, you know, did the best I could. But what I do for abundance whispering for your business, it's just basically a more advanced service than abundance whispering. And it really goes into the marketing for that person and their particular business. So I give you an example. When I first posted about abundance whispering for your business on my Facebook page, you know, a realtor contacted me right away, and she's like, how fast can you get my place? And realtors, I love them because they're so open to any kind of marketing or anything that will help their business. And so I went over there the next day, and I basically looked in her office space, and I said, well, here there's some blocked energy. And a lot of my clients will declutter before I come over, but when I give them the medicine.
Like cleaning for the maid or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, they can always take it up another notch. So I did feel like, I'm like, you know what? This area still can be cleaned out a little bit more. We can release some more to really open up the energy. So we did that. And then for her, you know, I got particular ideas because every client is different with this particular service, because I'll intuitively be told this will be the best for this person. So with this particular client, we went through her contacts and really tried to organize and do some reach outs. And so we just did some unique marketing, you know, that's not traditional, but that would cater to her and her particular real estate business. So we did that for a couple hours, and, you know, I leave the house. But, you know, when she did her check-in, she said that same day she got a listing, and within a week, she sold a house.
Wow, that's fantastic also. Oh, Christy. Now, what's the best way for people to contact you if they want to do a consultation? Is it through your website?
They can either go on my website, theabundancewhisperer.com. They can email me or call me there. Also, I love Facebook, so I'm on Facebook a lot. They can go and find, search The Abundance Whisperer, and they can find my page, and they can message me on there as well for a consultation.
And do you do complimentary consultations? And if you do, how long are they?
You know what? I do not, but I will talk to a client. Usually by the time they do reach out to me, they're ready to go. So mm-hmm. if they do have any questions, they can call me. I will answer questions or they can message me. But in the early days, I did some complimentary stuff. But with Abundance Whispering, the money exchange is very important because some of us have fear of releasing money. So it's kind of like the part of releasing some money towards a service that's extremely valuable. But my clients know I'm here for them to answer questions, and I love following up with them. So it's not just one time and bye-bye. I have them do check-ins. I keep up on them. And they can also do the follow-up services like Prosperity Projects if they need me to work with them, in a particular area like in a closet or their kitchen area. And then there's Abundance Whispering for Your Soul, which is for clients that just need to talk things out for an hour. They're having resistance in certain areas. So there's so many different services they can choose from, but I always emphasize it's so great to start off with Abundance Whispering first.
It all sounds wonderful. It all definitely sounds worth doing. We're running out of time, and I need to say that next week on Wednesday, March 11th, 2015, my guest will be Kristen Sharma, and we'll be talking about how she's living her music through singing, writing songs, speaking, and teaching. And during the show, I'll also be playing one of her songs. And I'll be posting the links on my Facebook, and you can also sign up for my email list on my website at margojoydenader.com to receive my weekly Live Your Music messages that include links for the shows. Oh, wow. Christy, there is just so much that I'd love to talk to you about. And let's see, we've got a little bit more time. So what especially would you like our audience to know?
Well, I do want to share this really special story because she was just in my mind today. And I had this one client that I did her Abundance Whispering, and then she hired me to come back and do Prosperity Projects with her. Now, sometimes mm-hmm. the client will have an area in their mind where they want to work, but she wanted to work in the bedroom. But when I got there, I was being guided, we need to go through your paperwork. So this is really important, like the Angels of Abundance. That's actually the group I work with when I do Abundance Whispering. But I was being guided, let's go through her paperwork. So I talked her into it, and even though she was just going to throw it in, a storage unit for 6 months while she was leaving the state, she's like, oh, it's all junk mail. But, I was, just persistent on it because I'm like, I'm being told, let's go through this with you. So she took a pile, I took a pile, and going through all her junk mail, which she thought, I found three checks totaling $2,700. So I was like, she's like, is that real money? I'm like, we're going to go to the bank and turn our break, and you're going to see how real it is. And it's just amazing how, our source, our angels, they know where the money is, for us. But this money, these envelopes, if they would have been thrown in a storage unit for 6 months or more, they would have all been expired. That money would have been gone. So I just love that because she's like, oh, my goodness, it's like you're paying me to work for you to work for me because of how much money she received just because she was, open to going in the area where the Angels of Abundance knew there was this money waiting for her.
Oh, that's a great story. And it's so easy to do, too, to just stack up all the junk mail that's coming in. And it actually feels really good when you toss that out into the recycling. I have to admit that when I go get myself to sit down at the table and just open the ones and see if it's anything important. And because sometimes there have been a couple times checks from clients where it looks like it's a junk mail thing on the outside,
exactly.
And yet it's actually a check. So I've learned my lesson by finding a couple of those where I went, oh my gosh, I really need to make sure that these are really junk mail before I toss them out.
Exactly. That's why it's really important, Margo, when people do go through their paper clutter, go through and open up each envelope, because I've had clients find random checks that look like bills or they look
mm-hmm.
like junk mail. But yeah, it's really important. And generally, I would have my clients go through it last. But, you know, I always tell my clients, if you're being guided to go in a certain area, then go in, follow your guidance, and do it, because there's blessings there just waiting for them, like the blessings in the mail was for my clients.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we run out of time, I was fascinated by the little video on your website with Marilyn, I forget her last name.
Rice Cub.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tell us really quickly about that, because we're almost out of time. But I'd love people to go to your website and take a look at that video. And you also have a podcast on there, too, that they can listen to.
Yes. Well, Mary Lynn, I met her in the very beginning days of before I had the nickname of the Abundance Whisperer. And when I met her in that meditation group, that's when the name was being born. So she actually, you know, when I was being guided to talk about my gift, she was like, I want to hire you. And then she's like, I want to, you know, take you for my podcast. Funny is, a month later, you know, I was calling her to have lunch, and she's like,
Wait a minute. So now she's the one that was on 24. She was Chloe on 24. And
yes,
she has
yes.
a podcast, so she's the one that does the podcast.
She did a podcast. She did these podcasts a couple years ago. So
uh-huh.
she did a podcast of me when I did her Abundance Whispering a couple years ago.
Oh,
so when
cool.
I
didn't
the
realize
house,
that they were both her. I thought just
yeah,
the video
yeah.
was her.
There's a clip. So, yeah, so when she was on Conan, she actually talked about how we met at this meditation group. And she's like, yeah, I had an Abundance Whisper. And, of course, they kind of make fun of it, but it's a
mm-hmm.
talk show. But the big blessing that came out of that is before she was on Conan, I was only taking clients in L.A. I thought, okay, you know, there's plenty of homes here. People, you know, love metaphysics. I'm good to
mm-hmm.
go. But the universe had a bigger plan for me. So when she was on Conan, another girl saw her in New York and actually contacted me. When she Googled the Abundance Whisper, Mary Lynn's podcast came up, you know, with my website and my name. And she contacted me. She's like, can you help me in New York? And then I got an intuitive message, do it over video. I'm like, oh. You could have FaceTime or Skype, and we did our whole session over our iPhones. So that Conan clip, I mean, it's just so much fun because it literally took my business from local to international overnight.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, now we're almost at the end of the show, and toward the end of the show, I like to ask everyone listening out there some questions. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limits and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And Christy, you're helping so much. You're living your music by doing your Abundance Whispering, and it's such a wonderful service. I am so glad that I met you, thanks to the Hay House
Thank
World
Summit.
Thank you
so much, Margo.
Oh, you're welcome.
This was a joy.
Well, you know, you're somebody who is fun and kind and loving and courageous. You're like all of those things in one, and I just really think that you're special, and I really wanted my audience to know about you, and I just wanted to get to know you better as well, and I did, and I thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Margo. Thank you for the compliments and having me. It was definitely worth the wait. You know, we've been trying to get this interview together for a while, and it was a pure joy, and I hope all your listeners got inspired today. They're going to jump in an area and just start releasing, you know, to open up their new abundance.
Yes. Well, the recording is going now, and we're off the live show. So for now, I just want to say again, thank you again for being on the show, and I look forward to the next time I can have you on the show and we can talk about it some more.
Thanks, Margo. This was fun.
You're welcome. It is fun. Life needs to be fun. That's one of the things I totally believe. That's one of
exactly.
the things I love about you. You're always fun.
Thanks,
bye for
Margo.
Now, everybody. Bye for now, Christy. I'll talk
bye.
To you soon. Bye,
bye.
Everybody.
Bye.